Men, if you've lost your hair, it doesn't mean you can't find it again. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who've found their hair again. It can be hard for men to deal with hair loss, even though it's common. Luckily, I'm here to help provide you with a solution so you don't even have to talk about it. Through Hims, you can restore your hair by accessing their personalized hair loss solutions. Hims provides you with convenience and quality access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your own couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients like minoxidil that help you regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewables, oral, they got spray and serum treatments to find what works best for you. Process is simple and 100% online, so there's no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions, those all you got to do, and a medical provider will determine if the treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back with visible, thicker and fuller hair. Start your free trial online. Visit today at hims.com/drinkingbrossports. That is hims.com/drinkingbrossports for your personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/drinkingbrossports. Results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
What is up? Welcome back to Casino Friday. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester. It's a new year.
And let me be the first to wish you a happy new year. Very first.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
We're doing here my best. Chris Berman there.
Is that, does Chris Berman say that?
He's always like, and let me be the first to wish you.
Well, look at this.
Blank. I got a 20. It's an homage to him.
All right. I got 20 right out of the gate here. We're at MyBookie's Live Casino. If you're unfamiliar with this show, if you're a new listener in 2025, we are playing basically like blackjack over Zoom on the MyBookie Live Casino.
Oh.
MyBookie.com.
That's a hot
what'd
start.
You, what'd you just do?
She just went 21 on her ass.
God damn it. Run as fast as you can away from the MyBookie Live Casino. Jesus.
I don't care for
lady,
this woman.
What are you doing? If you're watching on video, you'll notice I'm in a peacoat right now because it's freezing fucking cold.
It's actually not that cold.
It's really cold in the studio. It's not that cold outside, but the studio is just it's rough.
All right, we got
damn
the
it.
Nine
got a queen. I can't double down with my 11. Just got to hit.
Homeboy said, there's no way, how, and then left.
What do you mean? We've seen so much worse. She did it in three cards.
Oh, sick. 14. Keep it coming.
Bring it. Bring the fucking... There you go.
She's going to flip it. Oh, there we go.
Look at us. A 17.
Let's go. Come on, let's get it.
Ugh. Ugh.
Penn State lost last night.
Yeah, Penn State took the L to Notre
Dame.
So
embarrassing. Man, how did that Notre Dame team reach the national championship?
What if they're just good?
They're not, though.
First off, I think there's not a lot of... there are no great teams in college football.
Penn State wasn't great. Oh, cool, 21 right off the bat.
Hey, boy.
All right, that taught me to put $500 on the table.
Oh, did you have $500
yep.
right there?
Didn't even get a chance.
Oh, well, she's shuffling now, so we could talk about the college football game a little bit.
Penn State was better, both sides of the ball.
Both?
Yeah.
Both?
Yeah.
Okay. Penn State had zero receptions from wide receivers. That's pretty bad.
I don't know if that's accurate. What, is that really true?
Yes.
Huh.
Zero receptions from wide receivers.
It's all Warren.
Like, and Notre Dame looked like shit in the first
half. I mean,
half.
Allar just played very poorly.
Yeah. Well, he made, like, one of the worst mistakes I've ever seen a quarterback make at any level of football.
They're running the ball pretty well.
They were. No, but so was Notre Dame in the second half. And anytime
they're running angry, there's a difference.
Yeah. Anytime, this is the thing about Riley Leonard, who he's like pretty mid, but
he's maybe even below mid.
but if you're third and three or less,
QB smash,
it's first down. That's if you can convert short third downs at will, you're a dangerous fucking offense.
Is Army a dangerous fucking offense?
They can't do that. They can't convert them at will. Not against great teams. They were doing it at will against one of the best defenses.
Listen, they got Penn State got up 10-0, and they should have ran away with it. Also, poor throw early on. Allar made at like the 5-yard line. That would have been a touchdown if he just put it right in the numbers.
Yeah,
instead he put it at his knees and he dropped it.
Yep. Yeah. Well,
what just happened?
I think I won. Yeah, she busted.
I think we won. Yeah,
she busted. There we go.
It's happening so fast.
That's the thing, though. Is Penn State's offense that good? If Allar's missing dudes. Not hitting his spots?
I don't know. I guess not.
That is always a problem, though.
Are you happy as a Penn State fan to have Allar come back?
I know, right? I mean, he got you this far.
Because there was talk if he won the national championship, he could probably
peace out. And then they don't know Pribula or Allar. Yeah. That would be extremely shitty. I will just say it's never a good sign. There you go. There you go. It's never a good sign.
You bitch.
When you're dominating a half.
And you're up 7.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you don't feel good about that.
No.
Like, dude, they couldn't do shit against us. You're up 7.
I actually thought Angeli got the rally going.
He did.
he couldn't miss.
Uh-oh.
I might at some point in the national championship, if they get down big, I'd be like, put Angeli in,
yeah. Is it coincidence that he's an angel? Angeli.
The Italians are here to save the Irish day.
That, and it's just the angel came down. The Italian angel came down. And
I got 21. Let's go.
I busted.
Leonard actually played better after the concussion.
He did.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just got to stop thinking.
Right. You got to clear the cobwebs.
Sometimes you think too much. Oh, our girl Marilyn's gone. Who's this guy? Who is this guy?
We've had this man before.
We have?
Yeah.
This fucking basement dweller. I got $1,000 on the table. I'm going to test his mettle right away.
This is Chief Longhorn.
His name's Rhino. We have not had Rhino. We have absolutely not had fucking Rhino before.
We've had this dude before. He had a different name.
I guess, dude.
Are you afraid of Rhino?
No. No, I think that's a name to hide.
Oh, no.
To hide his
cowardice. I doubled down and got a 12.
It's all right. He'll bust.
Will he? Yeah, he will.
Yeah, he will. Bang! I'm putting $1,000 on the table again.
Rhino.
That's right, Rhino. See, Rhino's a coward, and he has a tough name to try to hide that fact, to obscure the fact that he's a soft man.
He's a gentle giant. Yeah,
he's a soft man.
Oh, he heard you. He's cracking his knuckles.
Yeah, he's mad. Big mad.
Who's the guy was X-Men? The Juggernaut?
The Juggernaut, yeah. He had one of the great lines in superhero comic book movie history, which is, "I'm Juggernaut, bitch."
There's nothing better.
Yeah.
Why is that not in every movie? What's
happening? I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
I already fucked up.
Uh oh. Yeah, that's mine. I know that's mine, baby. The computer told me.
So you can hear the sounds of the cards, but you can't hear them? That's weird.
No, you can hear them. I just have it muted right now.
I turned it on. I couldn't hear.
Oh, interesting. I'm not busting on a goddamn $1,000 hand.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
It was played by, what's his name? Vinny Jones, I think, is the actor.
What'd you get?
I got a 2. Am I hitting?
I'm hitting.
It was just like such a dumb line in a mediocre movie. Damn it, busted. Why couldn't you give me that in the last one?
What do we got here? Oh. Ugh.
Go back to $100 hands. There goes my dollar.
Come on, give me a 5. Give me a 5. Oh, that was one too many, dude. One too many. Needed it, though. Hit a 20.
Yeah, needed every fucking penny. I want to keep doing that Juggernaut voice, but I can't because I'm trying to stay in Jimmy Stewart voice right now because we got to record the softcore history sketch.
What
after
if we
this.
Just pivot that to a Juggernaut sketch?
War Stories with Juggernaut from X-Men as played by Vinnie Jones. Remember him from X-Men 3?
You saw that? Maybe. Yeah. It was on TV a couple times.
It was on TV all the time back in the day. Oh, why'd I hit?
Yeah, you want to stay on this.
Ah, shit. Wouldn't pay attention, but it worked.
Boom. There we go.
Actually, I saved us. He would have had a 21 if I hadn't done anything.
Yeah, thanks, dude. Thanks for your incompetence.
I did. You're all welcome.
I was going to say it.
But
I was going to say it, too, until you brought it up.
What?
It's like you actually saved us.
Yeah. 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 Oh, well. Never get it.
That's bad karma, though.
It is. He's gonna Rhino's going to do some fucking work on us now.
All righty. Hit me, baby. One more time.
Really should have pooped 18. Before
we'll stay on that. Push.
All right.
Oh, dude, do you have the... Are you prairie dogging right now?
No.
A little gassy, though.
Something... What?
A little gas spill
a little
over there?
Yeah. Just a little tummy. I had a breakfast taco. And...
too much salsa.
Yeah, a little spice. Makes everything nice, except your butt. Doesn't make your butt nice.
How do you think you're holding up in, like, the Hot Ones challenge?
Well... I like spice. I'm a big spice guy, so I'm confident in a Hot Ones challenge.
You ever do something in high school or college?
At an old job I had, I had to do that. Video content where there's a really good hot sauce shop in downtown Austin, and they have that you can get shit there that's like unimaginably spicy. And so we would do that for the Facebook video.
I'm a quantity guy. I'm not a spice guy.
I can't do quantity. I want to just fucking die doing quantity. That's horrible.
I ate a 5-pound burger and 2 pounds of fries at Wackadoos at UCF.
Ugh. I would maybe do that with like wings or a steak. But once you start getting like carb quantity, it's just fucking brutal.
Oh, I've done the steak too.
Yeah. Like, if someone was like, if you could do, like, the great
outdoors. They're like 128 ounce.
Yeah, I'll give that a go.
That's just delicious.
Yeah.
Fuck us.
God damn it. I still like that get one guy who's like, how? No way, how? It's like, dude, it's fucking.
First time, bud.
Yeah, first time. James Franco meme.
Yeah, you're just really speaking memes at this point. That's the internet.
Yeah.
That's comedy, baby.
Why create new art when you can just quote old art so much that it becomes new art?
Steal. That's what the Fat Jew taught us. And Fuck Jerry.
Yeah. Did those guys just cash out?
Yeah. Yeah, they did.
Good for them.
They just started to pivot to other things off their names.
Yeah.
Off stolen content.
Good. Man, just a fucking meme page. There we go.
No, not there we go.
Oh, sorry.
What the fuck are you talking about?
There we go. I mean, I won.
You bitch. You selfish whore. All right, I'll do a grand.
All right. Danny's dropping a grand on the table.
I'll put on what I lost with Penn State.
Is that what you went down?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Penn State, if you want to know why Dan is unhappy with the outcome of that game last night. Although you grew up a Penn State fan.
Yeah. I also grew up a Notre Dame fan.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough.
My grandma wanted one of her grandkids to play for Notre Dame.
To play for Notre Dame?
Yeah, we failed her.
That is a long shot.
Especially because of her, like, 17 grandkids, four of us are males.
Damn it.
I gotta just sit and watch him turn a 10 or a 9.
Yeah. Or an ace.
Yeah, I'm gonna stay,
it
dude.
It wouldn't mean.
Oh! 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 What? Oh, I guess it's a push is better than nothing, but what?
Oh, that's a soul snatcher right there.
Jesus Christ, dude.
That never happens, I feel like. No. He's got a 10, then he flips like a 6 or something like that.
Thank God day one, though, for the golf tournament, Sony Open. All three of my dudes are doing pretty well.
Okay. Who you got in that? Yeah, your golf pick show is back.
Russell Henley, Thomas Dietrich, and Austin Eckroat. They're all like 2-under, 3-under, 4-under. The leader right now is at 6-under.
Okay. So they're in striking distance.
In the mix. $1,000 on the table, though. We got the 20. We're hoping the dealer just turns a 10 and maybe fucks Bob.
Yeah, what did I even get? My thing crashed. 18? Yeah, I'm chilling on 18.
Yeah, so... Oh, no. Oh, no. Don't do it.
Hey! There we go. All right.
I guess winning $1,000 is good enough.
Yeah, I'll put a girl on the table
I'll
here.
I'll put another one.
Yeah, let's go.
Let it ride. Ride the momentum.
Let's go.
Cut off Rhino's horn.
Goddamn right. Use it to
sell
me,
that in the Eastern markets.
Use it to give me a boner. Whatever they use Rhino horn for.
I'm pretty sure it's for penis.
Yeah, it's,
enhancement.
It's got to be for dick stuff.
What else would it be for?
I don't know.
It's what's called getting horny.
Good Lord.
16. All right, stay. Hope he flips 2 tens. Come on, man. Just do us a solid.
Got to chill. On
do
us
a solid. Oh, no. That's not what we were asking for. Nope.
Fucking dick.
Nope. That's sure not what we were
Rhino,
wanting.
Rhino, I'm just not into Rhino's vibe.
Is he ugly? Is that what it is?
No. I mean, yeah.
Are you judging the man off his looks?
Partially, certainly. What's this chick back here for? Rhino keeps getting in trouble. Rhino's like the sad, clumsy guy at work. He's like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to drop
the
cards.
He's a fat clown.
Yeah. He's like, well, a lot of pretty girls work here.
How old do you think this kid is?
22.
I was thinking similar.
Yeah, he's really young. I think his uncle got him a job here.
And when you say job... You mean he's chained to the desk?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Actually, he's a debt slave. Yeah. Rhino got in.
Got in deep with the wrong crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
he's gone already? They just gave Rhino a cup of coffee.
You can't let him on the table too long.
Yeah.
All right. Kiwi.
Okay. Hi, Kiwi.
Come on, Kiwi.
Kiwis.
I'm going to double down. Double down against her 6. Come on. Come on, girl. 19. Or 17.
I have a 19.
Oh, it also didn't let me double down. That's cool.
Skeet.
Whatever. It's probably for the best.
Here yep. comes a 10. Push. Yeah, there we go.
It's probably for the best.
There we go. Yeah, Kiwi, we know. Little seductress.
So, Rob, what's new in your life? When's the kid due?
Late March.
Oh, no.
Late March.
In the midst of March Madness.
I know. I might have to abandon the family to, you know, go see Mizzou play in the Final Four. JK. But actually...
And also go to a Buffalo Wild Wings for Thursday, Friday of the tournament.
Oh, yeah. It's the best. Why would I go anywhere else? It's annoying that Mizzou doesn't have, like, a sweet team this year because... The Final Four is in San Antonio.
Bang! There we go.
Got 21.
Kiwi's my girl.
Bang! All right.
I'm gonna get my nut on her.
Figuratively?
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm a sucker for a girl with glasses, so.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. You know?
It's a couple porn stars calling cards. The glasses.
It's not the porn star. I don't really watch porn stars. You know?
No, you watch Pawn Stars.
Yeah, I watch. It's mostly Pawn Stars.
It's mostly. What's his fucking name on the show? Who's their like greaseball?
Oh, I've never actually watched the show, so I have no idea.
The greaseball friend that got a job somehow. Chumlee. Yes, we just won $1,000.
Let's go.
Chumlee.
I have no idea who that person is. I've never watched 1 second of Pawn Stars. Like, I know what it is because I'll watch the History Channel sometimes.
You know who Rick is, the ball guy.
I vaguely. If you show me a picture of him out of the blue, I'd be like, okay, like what reality show is that guy
from? I think
from?
The old man died, and then I think the son died because he was fat.
I mean, the pawn shop business is not kind on the body.
I don't think it's easy to rob a pawn store, though.
I think they make it so it's not. They basically just work behind a fucking cage with bulletproof glass.
And then they lock you in.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you come in, the door gets, yeah.
Bang. Look at us. Kiwi's been so good to us.
There is a pawn shop not far from here that's like under the highway, basically, next to Boomer's.
Yeah.
That's just
it should be.
Cracks me up because it's just like, we buy guns, we sell guns. And I'm just like, God. I just want to watch who's going in there to sell a gun.
Or, I mean, buying a gun makes sense at a pawn shop.
If you don't want anyone to figure out where that gun came from.
Like, please file off the serial number.
Yeah. But it's just a funny pawn shop. It's just the most pawn shop looking pawn shop.
Fuck us. God damn it. I should have. Eh. She gave us plenty of time.
What, you were going to take insurance?
No.
Like a coward?
No, never.
Yeah.
Keep it going.
We're anti-insurance crowd here. That's why all these people whining about in California about not getting covered by insurance for their house burning down. It's like, dude,
just grind harder.
Yeah,
you know,
you were just given a gift.
The gift of work hard if this-ness.
You were given the gift of a need to grind. You know what I mean? You're given God just hands you a purpose in life, and you're gonna cry about it. Billy Crystal.
Right. Like, Billy, now you have motive.
Yeah.
Now you have, a third act.
Exactly. Like, Billy, you were getting lazy. You were getting soft.
Content.
Yeah, content.
This is going to make you work.
Yeah. Get ready.
This is what you need.
Billy's about to put out the best shit he's ever
This is where the creativity comes
from.
Oh,
man. The stuff that Billy Crystal's about to do, you're not even fucking ready for.
That said, normal people in California, we're sorry. We're sorry you have to go through this.
No. Because they're not going to be normal for much longer. They'll either be the best versions of themselves or dead.
Homeless.
Yeah. Dead. Well, dead.
Inside, at least.
Yeah.
Come on. Feed me a five.
But again, that's a gift. So I'm sorry that I don't feel bad for you for getting a gift from God.
Right. This is an opportunity for you, right? Like, maybe you hoard that water. Maybe you start upcharging the fuck out of gasoline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When God burns down a door, he burns open a window.
I saw videos of some dude just left like his classic car collection in a parking lot.
Okay.
He like drove it to the supermarket to like, I guess that area.
Oh,
like,
I saw that
was
too.
Clear.
I saw that too. Yeah.
Or safe. And people were just going through all the cars, like, what? What the fuck?
It'd be funny if the cars got stolen.
Well, they probably will. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good time to rob.
It's Robin season. I mean,
mm-hmm.
To be quite honest,
people are looting.
You know, get what you can. It's actually though, it is funny because like I guess they're looting houses that were evacuated but not burned down. But when you hear about like oh they're looting the like, Pacific Palisades, I'm like looting what? Like, what is left?
No, they're robbing. Yeah. Any house that didn't get touched.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like seeing an athlete is playing in a different city. The house is open for you.
I guess so. I mean, these houses are extremely open. You can just go in there and find some like melted gold jewelry. I mean, it's still gold.
Mm-hmm. Now, the insurance is just going to drop. I dropped all these houses in like August or something.
Ah, who knows?
Hmm. Makes you think.
What did they know?
Who watches The Watchmen?
Yeah. There's a lot of State Farm CEOs right now. They're like, God damn it. God fucking damn it.
We're on a hit list now.
Yeah.
Anybody affected that you know in L.A.?
Not. I mean, Gershwitz had to
evacuate his apartment.
But he is okay.
Apartment's not bad though, right? You just kind of leave your stuff.
Yeah, but that's the thing is your stuff. All your stuff is there.
You take things that are important,
and it's especially annoying. They have a kid too, which is so like all the kid stuff is whatever.
Boom! Ooh. There we go. All
right, I'm actually about to crap my pants.
Oh no!
Yeah.
Rob's gonna shit himself.
Yeah, it's really bad.
All right, I'll try to carry us the rest of this. All right, so we got 500 on the table. Kiwi's been good. I think we're up like $1,500 right now. So not a bad time. Rob, of all people, about to shit himself, poops more in the studio than I do. I have Crohn's disease. I have a legitimate excuse. He does not, other than poor diet. Got 20 going against an 8. Obviously, we're going to stay. KB24, thanks for joining. Pretty tough break right there. 14, keep it going, bud. You got this. 15, even tougher. KB24, give him a 6. Give my man a 6. There it is. 21. He worked hard for it. What a guy. I got my 20. She's flipping a 15. And she busts. There we go. Your boy's up about 2 grand right now. Maybe we don't really ride it. Maybe we kind of see if it's going to correct here. So we'll put $100 on the table, see what happens. Boo-doo-boo. Drinking my first form early on a Friday morning. Again, Penn State. This was probably one of your few chances. You could have won a national championship. Sad to see. I don't have any faith in Notre Dame. Ohio State's probably your national champion at this point. Winner of Ohio State, Texas. I believe I saw Ohio State would be an 8-point favorite against Notre Dame. Texas, if they win, it's going to be a 3-point favorite. Come on, feed me an ace. Looks like the 18. Oof. Flip a 9. She got a 7. Bust. There it is. Bang. Should have had the grand on the table. Played too safe. Let's see what else we got here. Apparently there was an arsonist in California that started one of the fires. Allegedly a homeless guy. Looked a certain way. Kind of clean. Wasn't super homeless. Apparently had a fire flamethrower, actually. So that's crazy. Prayers up to people in California. That sucks. All right, 15, and we bust on the $500 hand. Cool. Well, she flipped 21 anyway, so let's try $1,000 again. KB24 is going dual action right here. He's got 2 spots. Like the strategy. Come on, Kiwi. Service up some blackjacks. Give me an ace. Come on. It's 14. It's not what we were asking for. I'll have to stay. Now, Rob, how long is it going to take him to dump out? We just won $1,000. Let's go. Everyone in the chat, how long do you think it takes Rob to dump out? I mean, especially with the show on, you should be able to just kind of 15 seconds, get it in, get it out. Hopefully he's not on his phone, scrolling. Doom scrolling as he poops. This has to be an efficient poop. This has to be a, I need to go back to work poop. Which is usually the opposite of a worked on poop. All right. We got the 12. We'll stay against the 6. And hope she busts. Come on. What's homeboy doing? Here we go. 17. Stay on that dude. Oh, he's doubling down. Oof, 11. Are you kidding me? That's a up 15. Come on. There it is. There's the bust. And we're winning money without Rob. He was the bad luck charm all along. Let's keep it going. We're up about $3,500 a day. Foot on the gas. Kiwi's been nothing but a sweetheart. Just a good sweetie to us. Sony opening's not kicked off yet. It is currently 10:50 as we record this in the central in the morning. Got Russell Henley at 4 under, my guy. Thomas Dietrich, 3 under. Austin Agra, 2 under. Leaders right now at 6 under. Fucking Tom Hoagie, it's Hoagie Fest. Denny McCarthy. Eric Cole. Harry Hall. Harry Hall's on a bit of a heater. Rhino's back. Hate that. Kiwi was so good for us. Some short kind of shifts here at the MyBookie Casino. Let's see if Rhino, he just picked his nose apparently. He's ready to service some good cards. All right, reload. Looks like he hit the button on the table and had to reload the screen. What do we got here? Come on. Started with a 9. Oh, 20. There we go, buddy. Fuck. We'll stay on the 20. Come on. Anything but an ace or a 10. No ace. Come on. And Rob's coming back. It only took... Bang! There we go. Another $1,000. We're up like $4,500 right now, Rob.
Let's fucking go. That was a real-life emergency.
I mean, if you cared about content, you would have pooped your pants on the show.
When you're right, you're right. Maybe it'll be a second round. There usually is. There's usually aftershocks with me. That was... I don't know what happened. Good Lord.
Is that what is causing the tsunami in San Francisco today?
Oh, Rhino's back?
Rhino came back. The shifts are so short today.
Okay. Let's go, you motherfucker.
Kiwi was very good to me. I need her back.
Clearly. That's why she got kicked off the table. Got another grand on the table. 16 against a jack. Let's go.
We'll keep it going. Come on. Give me a 5. Give me a 5,
it's
dude.
That type of day.
Small numbers.
Oh.
18. Would have lost. Had to do it.
Yeah. No shame. Yeah, I could have put out the wildfires. So much water just came out of my ass. I'm going to go ahead and blame the Trader Joe's frozen cacio pepe spaghetti dish that I ate last night.
I ordered a bunch of ramen last night.
You did?
Yeah, for the games.
Okay.
It was a pleasure.
Is that your go-to game day meal?
No, it's just cold.
Okay.
And I didn't want soup.
Splitting these 8s.
Give me a 10. Come on, buddy. Feed me.
KB24 rocking 2 seats today.
Yeah, he's going after it.
Okay.
Splitting your 8s?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Double down.
Double down on...
Fuck it.
Against a 10.
Fuck it.
Against a 10.
Oh!
Yeah, that's going to hurt, bud.
He's going to bust. It's fine. 18. There you go.
There it is. 21. Bang.
What you got, dog? Oh, come on.
You hate to see it, bud. Thanks for doing the double down, though, and not... otherwise, I don't get that 10.
Yeah.
You would have kept hitting. Let's go.
I do what I can. Strategic moves left and right for the table.
We're up close to $5,000 right now.
God damn. Look at you. See, Penn State's in your rearview mirror already.
We're going to bounce back.
How are you feeling about tonight? Ohio State, Texas?
I'm probably pulling for Texas.
Pulling for Texas?
Yeah, but I got Ohio State.
Why? Oh, man, I hit on accident. God damn it.
Ohio State's going to win. That's why.
Yeah.
of the teams to pull for, like cheer for, I really don't have any ill will towards, goddamn it,
20
towards Texas.
Yeah.
We talk shit on Texas all the time, but it's just fun because it's a lot of our friends are Texas fans, and it's fun to fuck with it. Yeah, guy, bro, why you hit? KB24 is coming at you.
I know. I don't give a shit.
All right.
Wow. You talking shit on me?
Yeah, I said you're dumb. Just got a couple twos. Against the seven. Yeah, I think Ohio State probably handles Texas pretty easily.
I think Ohio State's going to roll. I don't think they're going to have a problem at all.
You don't have to worry about elements.
No.
You can just kind of let it fly.
I mean,
Texas' defense is pretty good, to be fair.
Yeah,
I think their secondary's given up. They're like the fourth best secondary giving up touchdowns or something.
God damn it.
So it should be a fun matchup. 14. Keep it going.
I feel like Ohio State covers the 6, though. I think it dropped to 5.5. I didn't expect the line to move that direction.
People forget their offensive line's a dumpster fire, apparently.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
It's definitely not a bunch of 5-stars that they could just plug and play.
Yeah, I know, right? Oh, we had to plug in a guy who's going to be in the NFL in 5 years instead of 3. Or 2, or next year.
Oh, no. So that was my whole thing with Notre Dame, is their secondary and a bunch of their like defense is beat up. It's a bunch of like guys that are backups, role players.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Didn't realize Al Golden's their fucking defensive coordinator.
I didn't either until last night.
Remember when he was just like shirt and tie at Miami?
Yeah.
After leading my Temple Owls to glory.
That was such a hilarious, like, reveal. I was like, what?
Al Golden.
Yeah, what's going on?
I know. We're at 18. Ah, and I lost. Fuck you, dude.
There we go.
All right.
There we go.
I'm going to play a little conservatively. I'm going to just take my wins for the day.
I'm going to... Oh, Rhino's gone again? I'm putting $1,000 on the table.
Who the fuck is this dude? I don't like these serial killer glasses.
No, this guy looks like a psycho. He looks like he runs a hit squad for a cartel.
Just Matthew. Look at that fucking widow's peak.
Yeah, it's pronounced.
Not ideal. Come on.
12 on a $1,000 hand. Don't love that. And he's got a 10.
Things were better without you.
Apparently, I'm just bad luck here. I'm diarrhea on the show. God gave me that diarrhea to chase me away so that you could win money. And now I'm back and things are going horribly.
Uh-oh.
Okay, bust. God damn it.
And that I was telling them when you were gone, though. So apparently Ohio State would be an 8-point favorite against Notre Dame. Texas would be a 3-point favorite.
Yeah.
Oh, he just pulled a 21 out of his ass. Cool.
Well, whatever. That sounds about right, but I still like this Notre Dame team.
Team of destiny.
Yeah, I think they might be a team of destiny.
Do we claim... that's a dub for the Catholics in general if they win an Natty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Even though I have renounced...
Notre Dame wins the national championship, we take back Damascus.
We take back Damascus.
We take back Constantinople.
Yeah. Jerusalem. Do we take back Jerusalem as well?
I mean, they should just give it to us to kind of be in charge, right? They can't handle it well.
Things are crazy over there.
Give it to the Catholics. We'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
We'll be like arbitrators.
Yeah. Ugh, God. That was a weird hand.
We got another Baldwin up in there to handle business.
Yeah. King Baldwin the third?
Mm-hmm. King Baldwin the fourth.
Fourth? Okay.
Yes, hit, bro.
When I was a great boy, when I was a young boy, I won a great battle. In that moment, I thought I'd live forever. Now I know I won't see 30.
Just soft-ass Edward Norton.
Edward Norton's voice choice. It's so funny because I had to literally read the IMDb to know that was Edward Norton.
Like nobody cared who I was before I threw on the mask.
All right, let's see here. Three, goddammit.
Come on. $1,000 on the table.
Get a grand.
Give it to me. Come on. Boom! Blackjack.
There you go. See, things are better again.
Yep. We're up $5,000. And we like that.
21. All right. I got a 21, a little $100 hand there.
And now, you know, we're just going to kind of milk it.
You going, oh, you're playing conservative now?
I think so.
Run out the clock?
Yeah.
All right.
It's like a soccer team, just kind of dribbling in the corner.
Yeah.
Wasting time. Survive in advance. That's going to be a new philosophy in 2025.
Survive in advance.
I get up. Don't lose the money.
Right.
You get up to, you know, you get up pretty big early. Boom. Well, now I feel like I could have won a lot more.
Oh yeah, look at what you left on the table there.
The less you bet, the more you lose when you win.
Yep. Yeah, you lost money.
Especially with inflation.
the inflation's rising so fast that you lost money on the hand.
$100 hands, I lost money.
Yeah. In 30 seconds. A push, what?
All right, I'll put $500 on the table.
And here comes a fucking 14.
I know.
Hot and fresh.
The whole point is I will not lose the money that I win halfway through the show.
Yeah, okay.
I think that is a good strategy.
Okay.
Because that was kind of my downfall all last year. I get up like $6,000 or $7,000 and then...
Just go fucking bananas with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kept my foot on the gas and I just... yeeted myself off cliffs left and right.
It was like you holding your money, Thelma and Louising, like your money's in the passenger seat, you're in the driver's seat, and you just hold hands and Thelma and Louise off a cliff together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on, brother. You don't have to be this fucking...
He's so precise, this Matthew guy. Definitely a serial killer.
What are you trying to tell us?
Unquestionably, look at him. He's got OCD. You know, he's just scrubbing blood out of everything.
Let's see if this shoe treats us well.
Yeah. Come on. Come on.
Hit me with a 3. 5.
19, all
cool,
right.
Cool. Like the 5.
You can build from a 5. And he's got a 2 at least.
Yeah, sure. I don't like 2s, really.
Too, I know you don't.
Too scary.
I know you don't.
And then he fed me a 10. So I got to stay on it.
Got to chill.
$19.
What?
Cool.
And I push. Come on, man.
Cool, brother.
All right, I'm putting $1,000 on the table.
You should double down no matter what.
No matter what I get.
You should be a fucking baller.
Okay, we'll see what happens.
A shot caller.
See how I feel about that.
You get a fucking you get a 20, you should double down. Try to get that ace. Scare money, don't make money.
Sir, I suggest you hit.
King.
Well, 13.
Double down. Against the five. I'm kidding.
Oh, God, I got to just sit here on my hands.
You just got to hope for the best.
Yeah.
Well, he just flipped a 6. It's always cool when he gets low numbers.
Come
he
on,
just somehow.
Oh, let's go.
Yeah.
Another girl on the table.
You putting a girl on the table?
No, yeah.
All right, girl.
What up, girl?
What up, two girl?
Two girls. One table.
Yeah. Yeah, I know what you're doing there.
Yeah, it's that famous porno.
13 against a 2. We got to stay.
All right.
And
I just part of me wanted to go full psycho mode and split those 10.
3, 13, 19, cool.
Boom.
Oh!
What'd he get?
19.
Okay, out of 20, thank
all
God.
All right, well.
Putting a girl on the table.
Like
we're
I
going.
Said, like I said, we can't lose our money.
Mm.
I'm going to be up today no matter what.
Okay.
$100 hands all the way through.
I agree with you, I can't lose.
Yeah?
I won two hands in a row.
Double down, then.
I should have split those tens. I actually definitely
should
have.
You got a four.
Or, 13. Okay, God damn it, you fucking dickhead. Just give me an 8.
I got a 6. Just
give me the 8. 10. All right. I got to live with it. Got to live with a 17.
8. Come on. Come on. Give me another 2. Eh. All right. We'll stay on the 18. He's got a 20. Cool. But, again, we're pivoting back to $100 hands.
Yeah. I put another 1,000 on the table. That was unacceptable. Catholics are winning with Notre Dame, so.
Dude, they were not the better team. They just weren't. Better coach.
They just wanted it more. They definitely a better coach. That really was. I mean, look, they came out of the second half clearly pissed off.
I said this to you and Jake last night. The Freeman might just be Tomlin, college Tomlin.
He hasn't done it long enough. Haven't they? They haven't made the playoff under Freeman until this time, right?
No, but I mean, they've been good every year as a coach.
They've been fine. Also, another reason I'm optimistic about them beating Ohio State is they should have beaten Ohio State last year.
Yeah.
And I think last year's Ohio State.
And you're wondering, Dan, are you saying he's college Freeman because, or he's college Tomlin black. Because he's black? And the answer is kind of.
Yeah. That's what I figured. But like I said to you last night, he's way hotter.
He's way hotter.
Oh, boy.
But no, my whole point is I don't think Notre Dame's that talented, just like I don't think the Steelers are that talented.
Yeah.
But he just gets the most out of his guys.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Who's his OC? Is it like a good young dude type of guy?
I don't think so. Let me look.
Because it seems like a well-run staff.
Mike Denbrock.
Okay. I know the name, but I don't remember from what. I'm telling you, Notre Dame.
He's a 36-year coaching veteran, so not young.
Okay. I'm telling you. See, that's actually
probably
smart.
What you want, though. You want, like, a young CEO coach.
Who's just, like.
And then two just, like.
Yeah.
Kind of washed, but. Washed coaches, but good coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Al Golden has no desire to leave Notre Dame at this point, probably.
No. Dude, I'm telling you, this is Notre Dame's year. It's also the worst possible thing that can happen to Brian Kelly.
Yeah. It's really funny.
Yeah. Kurt's splitting aces. Let's go, Kurt.
Go, Kurt.
Come on,
go.
Kurt. Okay, okay.
Oh, you keep doing $1,000 hands. How have you been doing?
Good. Come on. Yeah.
All right, all right.
I'm at 19.
616. Keep it going. Keep it going, buddy. 18.
Take it.
Keep it going.
Fucking lunatic.
3. Boom.
Oh, my God.
Let's go.
That's fucking ridiculous.
And he got 21 I pushed.
Come on!
Oh,
good Lord. Why?
Sorry there, bud.
Oh. No. Well, that was rough. I didn't like that. Didn't care for it.
No.
Come on.
Jack.
Oh, there we go.
6.
Beep, beep.
Love me a 16 against a 2.
Now that I cared for. Got a blackjack.
I'm going to report you for cheating.
What'd I do?
Oh, cool. You just beat me.
Yeah, good.
All right, last hand?
Last hand.
I'll put a G.
Okay.
So I'll be up no matter what.
A GR.
If I lose, I'll be up $2,500.
Okay. I'm up. With that. I think I'm up like 1,000 right now. About 1,000.
Come on. Feed me.
Because I was kind of floating back and forth with those $100 hands.
Book of Matthew.
That
was
pretty
go.
Even.
We got Kurt and Jason on the table. Feed me a 10. Give me an ace now. Ace.
Boom. Ace. Let's go. God damn it. Come on.
I'm not taking the insurance because
no,
they'll drop us anyway.
Never.
Don't do it. Don't do it to us. Don't.
He did it.
All right, we can't go out like that.
One more hand. And one more day.
If I lose this hand, I'll still be up.
500?
Like 1,500.
Yeah. All right.
Which isn't nothing. It's nothing to sneeze at.
You're not taking my money from me that easy, buddy. All right, Matthew?
We just can't go out like that. Like a punk.
No.
No. He gave me a 6.
16, you fucking dick piece of shit, motherfucker. God.
Give me an ace, please.
Oh! Oh!
18. And yep. All right. I think it's time to go.
All right.
I won today. I won today.
You're up.
We're both up.
We're both up.
This is good. This has been
Casino Friday at mybookie.com's live casino. I'm Rob Fox. That's Dan Regestro. See you later.
You going to dump out?
No, I'm good.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.